If you've lived in Cincinnati since the 1970s, you've probably heard Tom Steele's music and never known it. Composer of jingles, songs, and the Emmy Award-winning score for Ordinary Hero, Steele has been an ongoing presence in Cincinnati's musical life, and he's now at the center of an upcoming tribute concert, Young Forever. Tom Steele is with me, along with his son Josh, who happens to moonlight at the Carnegie, and Josh is producing the concert. So welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
And Josh.
Hi.
How did your career get started, Tom?
My career got started playing in restaurants and at the grand finale in Glendale when I was 16 years old, and then just kept finding bars and restaurants and played there until eventually got into the studio business, recording business.
When you got into the producing business, which studio were you working for?
There were three big jingle houses in town, and I worked for all of them and then got a part-time job with one of them, rewriting and packaging jingles, and then we would sell those in different markets. And then eventually worked for an ad agency where I wrote and co-wrote and produced jingles.
And so what are some of the jingles that some of our audience might remember?
Well, probably the only one that I know of that's still on the air is Your Best Buys at Furniture Fair. Worked for the ad agency that generated that, and the fellow who was the creative director and I put that together.
And there are people who say that writing jingles is a good side business to have in the very volatile world of performing and songwriting.
It was wonderful at the time. I'm sure that the business is not what it was before. There are very few houses that do it. And frankly, people can do it in their living room now, where you, instead of a big studio, and have all that expense.
And then your songwriting career.
Songwriting began when I was a kid. As a matter of fact, during the show, we're going to do songs, one that I wrote when I was 15, one that I wrote when I was 16, and one that I wrote just 5 years ago.
Have these songs been recorded before?
All of them have been recorded. I had two albums in the 80s, and then while I continued to have a musical career playing around town, it was a good 20-plus years before I came back into the studio, wrote up several songs for a couple of different documentaries. For those, I ended up winning two Emmys.
And those were?
One of the shows was called 4 Plus 2, and that's a song about people and their pets and things that they do, wonderful things. And another one was
Everyday Freedom Heroes.
Everyday Freedom Heroes for the Freedom Center. And there were two songs associated with that, one of which was Something to Say, where we talk about how a leader finds his or her voice. And the other was a song that Josh's a cappella group ended up recording.
And both of those were, that documentary is produced with the Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Yes.
Here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Josh, music is clearly a family affair.
Yeah.
And in addition to producing the concert, your brothers are going to join your dad.
Yeah.
Up there on stage.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It is. Both my brothers are singers, one coming in from Dayton to do the show and another coming in from Virginia. So it'll be a nice family reunion, and we all sort of bring our different musical sensibilities to it. And I think it'll be the first time we've sang together in front of people, so a Steele family four-part harmony, I should think.
Well, in addition to the Steele family, you've got a lot of other friends and colleagues up there on stage. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, this is a fantastic opportunity to sort of blend musicians from my dad's world and background and sort of some musicians that I've had the opportunity to work with. So, of course, his two bands, his rock band Toast and his jazz combo Slice, will be playing. And then we've recruited two fabulous female singers, Michelle Wells and Chris Shenton, who I have had the opportunity to work with the Kentucky Symphony. And then my longtime a cappella group, High Street A Cappella, based out of Columbus. We premiered, as Tom mentioned, Ordinary Hero, and have a couple songs of Tom's that we'll be singing and some of our own selections. So it should be a nice medley of different musical styles and all kinds of great artists from around the state.
In addition, you've got your old sidekick, Michael Flannery. And tell us about his involvement.
I'm just looking forward to seeing Michael again and having him just delight everyone. He's just a great guy.
When did you first start working
Michael
with him?
Michael and I met years and years ago in Mount Adams when I was playing up there and got to be friends. And Michael said, hey, I want to do some recording. So I went over and recorded a couple of tunes with Michael at the engineer's desk. And then Michael said, hey, I'm going to go out and try to make a living at being a stand-up comic. I said, you're funny, buddy, but good luck. And how wrong I was.
In addition to Michael, you've got some other folks.
Just to get back to the band members, Slice and Toast are the two groups that I work with. But it's a little bit of a, what's my word, retrospective, because the fellows in these groups were the original founders of a group called Bluestone Ivory, and anyone who's been around Cincinnati since the 70s knew them, Haymarket Riot, the Haywoods. These are guys that have been playing music forever and ever, and I get the benefit of playing with them on a weekly or monthly basis, but this is going to be something totally different for us.
What are your instruments?
I play acoustic guitar and sing.
And in addition to writing a lot of the material, you're also covering some of your favorite artists.
Yeah, I was so lucky to grow up in the 70s and have so many fantastic singer-songwriters like James Taylor and Jim Croce and John Denver, and maybe some lesser knowns like John Dawson Reed and Kenny Rankin. Fabulous influences musically.
And this is going to be a benefit as well.
Yeah, as Tom intimated, he's a dog lover himself, and with that special relationship with 4+2 documentary, we're going to be donating proceeds from the project to the Animal Friends Humane Society up in Butler County. It's a great program, and so we'll have a worthy cause attached to this as well.
What was the genesis behind this concert?
We actually wanted to do this as sort of a, or I wanted to do this as sort of a 50th birthday present for my dad, and we talked about it and batted it around for a little bit, and it kind of fell by the wayside, and now my dad is 50.
50.
And so we finally picked it back up, and we're excited to do it better late than never.
Right. It's going to be at the Redmore Theater, which is a wonderful venue.
Fabulous space, fabulous location, and I was introduced to it through some folks I work with at the Carnegie, and they're really welcoming. It's a great size venue, great atmosphere. We want to set up an environment where people can come and go. There'll be a cash bar. There's a great menu there. So it should just be a nice, festive, casual environment and right in the center of town.
Tom, are you still writing music and producing?
Well, the last piece we did was just a couple of years ago for a second, Pets 4+2. But I would love to get back in the studio again. After being out for 20 years, I've realized how much I love it.
I bet this is going to give him the itch again.
You think so? And you're performing several times, it sounds like several times a month, or with your bands?
Right, but at this point, it's not about the money. It's about the fun and camaraderie and the experience. So we play one night a month, probably, with a classic rock band, and then one weekend a month with a jazz quartet.
Well, it's going to be a great addition to the Thanksgiving weekend. And thank you so much, Tom and Josh Steele. They've been my guests, and there's going to be a concert of Tom Steele's music, Young Forever, that takes place on Saturday, November 24th at the Redmore Theater in Mount Lookout. And at what time?
7:30.
Starting at 7:30. And you can find out more about it by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.